This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Kosovo's president, Josip Osmani, has accused Serbia and its president of being behind a shootout between armed men and Kosovar police last weekend.
What happened in the north of Kosovo was an armed attack by paramilitary forces that have been paid, trained, aided, and abetted by Serbia.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić denies the charge, saying, He's saying, why would this be beneficial for Belgrade, that we want war? No, he says, Serbia does not want war. Both interviews were conducted by Reuters News Service. More than half the residents of Nagorno-Karabakh have left the area and entered Armenia, setting up a humanitarian crisis. Already more than 70,000 people are in Armenia, and the world is taking notice. Phil Mercer in Sydney says a delegation from Australia is there seeing for themselves.
The lawmakers have described a shortage of humanitarian relief and a sense of fear among those who've been displaced. They're urging Australia and other countries to send more aid and medical supplies. Mark Cure is the New South Wales State Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism. He spoke to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation from the town of Goris in Armenia.
We are seeing firsthand, I think, an international crisis unfold. We're seeing hundreds of cars and buses and open-top trucks.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea is back in the United States. They say he is in good health. His immediate future is unclear. This is VOA News. The countdown clock ticking for the United States Congress. They have until Saturday to fund the federal government or it will shut down. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy thinks they can do it.
Private King had been declared a...
I know Sunday is football day. It is the weekend. And sometimes we get right there, we play through. We get into overtime, we get it done.
The shutdown will begin Sunday if Congress is not able to enact a funding plan. In Gabon, the prime minister is asking nations to roll back sanctions imposed after a military coup. As we hear from Moki Edwin Kindazga, we're asking that also future sanctions are put on hold.
Speaking to reporters Wednesday, Gabon's Prime Minister Raymond Dong Sima said he wants to remind the world that by seizing power, the military saved the Central African state from a civil war. He said Gabon's political opposition was ready to take up arms and defend its victory after ousted President Ali Bongo Ondimba orchestrated alarming fraud and declared himself the winner of the August 26 presidential election.
Nous prenons la direction de revenir à la norme, à ce qui est normal.
Moki Edwin Kinzaka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
United Nations rights investigators said on Thursday they'd found systemic racism against black people throughout the United States policing and justice systems, and stressed the need for urgent reform. It's in a report following a visit to the United States. So on this final story, I have to share with you, I'm personally surprised. It's about Netflix shutting down its male DVD service. That's the surprising part to me. The way streaming is today, I thought it was already long gone. Here's Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler.
It started way back in April of 1998, but Friday, the DVD service by Netflix will come to an end. It's been steadily shrinking in the shadow of Netflix video streaming service, so the remaining distribution centers in California, Texas, Georgia, and New Jersey will be mailing out their final discs. And there's a bonus for the fewer than 1 million recipients who still subscribe. They can keep the final movies that land in their mailboxes. In fact, some of the remaining DVD diehards will get up to 10 discs as a going-away present from a service that once boasted as many as 16 million subscribers. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.